How Maharishi Helps His Devotees. That voice from the hill. The following is from the April 1950 article found in the Times of India. Louis Buss discovered it along with two other newspaper articles on the Maharishi in Enid Chadwick's scrapbook in Walsingham, England. Enid was Major Chadwick's younger sister who passed away in 1982. The two other articles from the Indian newspapers were authored by Major Chadwick. This one was anonymous, but by the style of writing and the circumstances in which it was found, there is little doubt that Major Chadwick wrote it also. Infinite are the ways through which Sri Maharishi helped his devotees. A European sadhak below recounts a strange experience which befell him on the hill of Arunachala. Sri Bhagavan was unique, peerless. Why should I say was? He is unique and he is peerless. One gracious look, an understanding nod, or a sympathetic word always meant oceans to the earnest seeker, to the aspiring pilgrim. Which sincere voyager has gone to him and returned empty? And which devout sadhaka has sought his guidance and not gotten it? The intellectual quibbler might have given the short shrift by him. The dry philosopher might have found in him a steel wall. The eternal doubter would have returned from him not any the better. But those who have unreservedly surrendered themselves to a pursuit of truth have never failed to find in him a great guide. And in what infinite ways has he helped the true sadhakas? Sometimes the sought for guidance would come through an answer given to somebody's question. Sometimes it would be provided through a direct monosyllabic answer. And sometimes it would come through a subjective experience. And if the hundreds of pilgrims on the path of spirituality who have sought and received guidance from Sri Bhagavan were to unfold their subjective experiences, the world will know how gracious, compassionate, benevolent, and all-pervasive Sri Bhagavan has been and is. But subjective experiences are intimate and they are provided only for the personal spiritual advancement of the particular aspirant. It is therefore not usually considered necessary to take the world into confidence regarding the subjective experiences of sadhakas. But since I have been invited by the editor to write on how Sri Maharishi has been helping the aspirants, I venture to refer to just one experience of mine. Once I was going on the eastern side of the Arunachala hill in full belief and confidence that I had unreservedly surrendered myself to Sri Bhagavan. Suddenly, I saw a leper woman walking towards me. Her face was terribly disfigured by the disease. Her nose had been completely eaten away, and in its place were found two holes. The fingers on her hands had all gone. She advanced towards me and extending the stumps of her hands and asked me to give her something to eat. The sight of her disgusted me, frightened me. My whole frame shuddered with terror that she might touch me. Overcome by repulsion, I hastened to move away from her. Suddenly, I heard the voice of Sri Bhagavan coming clear and ringing from across the mountains. It said, "To surrender to me is to surrender to everyone, for the self is in everyone." Hearing this, I regained my poise and offered the leper woman the plantains that I had in my bag. In a few minutes, I saw myself standing before not the disfigured leper woman, but before a tall old man with white long hair and beard. The man looked like a rishi and was smiling when the thought of prostrating before the rishi entered my mind. I saw before me the old leper woman again. I bowed happy at heart, though somewhat confused in mind, and then resumed my walk up the hill. This experience taught me a new lesson and made me tread a new path. I have cited this as just one of the ways through which Sri Bhagavan teaches, guides and helps. Infinite indeed are the ways through which he teaches the aspirant, since what he has been providing before and what he will continue to provide hereafter is a subjective help to a subjective research. It may not and usually does not produce wondrous ripples on the subjective surface. Sri Bhagavan is the one and real Guru. May His grace inflood our being.